A note about education. Why self-education should always come first. The most powerful things are often attacked with shame. For example, learning astrophysics on your own versus going to a fancy university are two very different things, and guess which one you are going to be shamed for. That's right. People are going to laugh at you for learning on your own. The teacher is probably going to laugh at you too. How are you going to learn without grades, without instruction, and who is going to hire you? They aren't asking you questions though, and they aren't making fun of you. They're attempting to manipulate you to be more like they are. Because your intellectual independence is an enormous threat to their fantasy of education. They are, of course, aware of their own pretending to learn. And what is holding it all together is their hope that it will all come together in the last semester. And when the final semester comes around, they will just be focused on moving on. The whole thing, to a startling degree, is make-believe. I think people always bring up doctors and medical students at this point. But they may not know that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in America. Between 250,000 and 440,000 people die from medical errors each year. Medical professionals have the same problem as all the other students. It is easy to pass the tests by cramming, but that does not mean a person is educated for real. If that was the case, then nobody would have a problem with retaking all the tests that led to their graduation, that today serve as proof of their knowledge. Who would you trust more? The self-taught professional who studied in as far as it is possible every step of the way with great love and dignity and then went to medical school after they already mastered most things for real? Or the students that passed the tests by memorizing everything? Let me repeat the question. Who is better? The self-taught who has learned for real out of passion, out of wishing to become a great being, out of wanting to make a difference and maybe leave a lasting legacy? Or the kind of a person that is easily swayed by simple things and gets good at taking tests and probably a lot of other inauthentic things? When you say, "I will learn on my own," and people laugh at you, that's because they are terrified. Because they know that they can't do that. All they can do is pass the tests and follow directions. If you ever do take to astrophysics, you are likely to take a long detour into astrophotography. This is neither a search for supernovae nor a study of anything in particular. The school will call this extracurricular activity. Schools are so far detached that to them, the whole point of it all, the love of the universe, will seem silly, amateur, and extracurricular. This happens everywhere. Learning from science popularizers, which is an expression for love of knowledge and sharing science, is seen as trivial and a waste of time, if not downright wrong, by professional teachers. Tracing in art, which is a way to perfectly love and honor beauty, is seen as cheating, will get you dismissed, maybe even thrown out of that school. Proportional dividers and sculpture will have people calling you a fraud. 3D model modification and 3D modeling, instead of sitting there with calipers, will be seen as copying. Sampling in music, or hip-hop, is seen as stealing. School is just a narrow channel. It is not capable of teaching you integrated knowledge. I suspect in a lot of schools, even the dean's list is just a way to keep you taking classes because that 4.0 looks really good in their paperwork and yearly statistics. I remember my first visit to college. I asked, why do I need all these other classes when I'm trying to expand my programming knowledge? Her response was instant. Balanced education. It was rehearsed. It was policy. It is a lie. And for them, it is all about everyone keeping their jobs. But in reality, schools should be about real education that produces real results. Not just debt, hard work, memorization, stress, and more debt, and profit optimization at the cost of the future. Real education, to put it simply, is about learning new things that integrate with your existing knowledge and thus make the whole better. Learning new things that integrate with your existing knowledge is how self-education works. And that is why it should always come first.